Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Dev's just still hanging around. Hi, Dev.
All right, yeah, I'm not content with being on the radio all weekend and for the last 3 hours. I want more.
I know, you're always on.
Yeah, it's all right.
That happened to me quite a few years ago. Like, there was a point where I did consider actually getting, like, a room at Radio 1, like, could properly just sleep here all the time.
It would save me a lot of time.
Actually. And money.
Yeah.
It would.
Yeah. Now, sorry about it, everybody. I'm on your radio every day.
Now, I got you in because I want to play a game with you, Dev. Just a standard game that we've done before.
Cool.
It's the you've left your phone in the studio game. Now, we've not done this for a while. It's really stupid, but it's always a good one. We call various people who've been in this studio fairly recently, and we tell them they've left their phone in here, even though we are actually calling them on the phone that they've supposedly left in here.
So is it a little bit like when you're looking for your sunglasses, only to realise, they're on my head.
Yeah. Yeah, that. So your task is to tell me whether you think this person... I've got three here, is stupid enough to fall for this.
Ooh.
So we call them on their phone and go, right, yeah, you've left your phone in the studio. Who will go, okay, I'll come and get it. All right, so, first of all, on the you've left your phone in the studio game, Zane Lowe.
Ooh.
Is he stupid enough to fall for it, Dev?
Well, here's the thing. Zane is, by no stretch of the imagination, stupid, but I imagine he would have been quite distracted today because he had a bit of a big interview.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
So, he might have still been on a high from the interview and
it works. It works best when someone's really, really busy and they're in the middle of something and they're like, okay, I'll come and get it in a minute.
Do you know what? I'm going to say he wouldn't have been on the ball today. I reckon he would have been so distracted by this big interview that he was doing that would have occupied all of his mental capacity. Zane would not have clocked on. He won't guess.
Really? So he'll think that his phone is in the studio, even though he's talking on it to me. You think he's that stupid? Sorry, distracted.
Distracted is the operative word.
There's some Scott Mills points in this for each one you get right. Play along at home. So you're saying he did fall for it?
Yes.
Okay. 10 Scott Mills points if you get this right. Here's me calling Zane Lowe.
Hello.
Hey, Zane, it's Scott in the studio.
Hey, what's up?
You're right. I think you've left your phone in the studio.
Hang on. But I'm on mine, mate.
Are you?
I'm on mine, yeah. What makes you think it's mine? What is it?
It's yours. I've seen you with it before, so...
Has it got, like, a black rubber cover on it?
Yeah.
But that's surreal, because I'm on it. I'll pop down. I'm just around the corner. I'll pop down.
Okay, I think you've got someone else's.
Okay, mate, thanks. Bye.
All right, come down.
Yes! Fell for it!
He kind of
fell
for it.
So you talked him into it, really, didn't you?
A bit, yeah.
I definitely don't want to call Zane silly. It's my versus with Zane this Thursday.
Is it?
So he's a very smart and intelligent chap, our Zane.
Absolutely.
Just a bit distracted today, isn't
he? He was just distracted today.
That's all it is.
And I kind of maybe talked to him into it a bit. But you claiming the points anyway, yeah?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah.
Those are mine.
10 Scott Mills points for Dev. Next, Dom off of the Chris Moyle Show.
Oh.
So we phone him up. Tell him his phone's in the studio, but he's speaking on it.
Do you know what? Dom is so quick that I don't reckon he would have been fooled for a second.
So you're saying he is not going to be fooled by this?
Not even a little bit, no.
He might be asleep, you know? You never know.
That's
time
true.
Of day.
They work early, doesn't he?
Bit of a power nap.
Nah, Dom's too quick. I'm telling you. He's too on the ball, Dom.
All right, let's find out. 10 Scott Mills points if you get this right. Here's me calling Dom off the Chris Moore Show.
Hello.
Dom, it's Scott at work.
Hi, how you doing?
You're right, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yeah, very good, thank you.
Just ringing to say, I think you've left your phone in the studio.
I've left my phone in the... No, I've got... Hello, what? I'm on my phone now.
No, I've got it here.
No, you haven't. I'm on my phone.
Well, that you must have someone else's, because this is definitely your phone.
Yeah, it's not, because you've just phoned me. Hello.
It's got Dom's phone written on it.
No, it hasn't. What do you mean it's got Dom's phone written on it? What
on
do you
the back.
Mean? On the back? It's my phone. No, I've got my phone. You haven't got my phone. I've got my phone.
I have got it. Here. I'm looking after it for you.
No, you haven't. You're being silly. It's my phone. You've just phoned me and my phone is just wrong.
That's not your phone.
You're silly.
Well, you're silly for not coming and get your phone.
No, you're silly for telling me I haven't got my phone when I've just got my phone.
I'm giving your phone to Gary Pounder immediately.
Gary Pounder can have it. Okay, bye.
So, yeah. You were right there. Another 10 Scott Mills
he
points.
He sounded so confused. What?
Well, you give it to Pounder. That's fine. Right, so...
Love dog.
You're doing real well on this.
That's 2 for 2.
Chris, my friend who works on the show. I called him earlier. I did the same thing. What do you think? Will Chris fall for it or not? Will he realise that he is speaking on his phone? Or will he just say, OK, I'll come and get it?
See, Chris has his days, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what he was up to today? Is he busy? Is it a day off?
I don't really know.
I reckon with Chris, it might have taken him a little while to clock on.
Right.
I'm going to say he wouldn't have guessed straight away. No, so I reckon he would.
He didn't fall for it.
Nope.
Okay, let's see if you get this right. Here's my mate Chris, being called by me. But will he believe that he's left his phone in the studio?
Hello?
Hello, it's Scott.
All right.
You all right?
Yeah.
I've just realised something really bad.
What's happened?
I've got your phone.
What?
I've got your phone. And also, not only that, I've been in Ibiza at the weekend using it.
You can't... No, you can't have my phone. What are you on about?
I picked it up by mistake when I saw you on Thursday in the studio.
I've got my phone in my hand, Scott. What are you on about?
Well, no, that's not your phone.
It is my phone.
It isn't. I've got it here. You must have picked up someone else's.
All right. So what's on your phone? What the phone in your hand? What have you got on there? What's the picture?
Picture of Watford.
Okay, so what are you saying? I've got your phone.
I don't know, but I've got yours here.
What do you want me to do?
Come and get it? Or... Where are you now?
Well, I'm out.
Do you want to come and get it then? I'm just worried that I've been using it and like I've had the data roaming on at times as well.
What have you been doing on holiday? You haven't been on the internet.
I did a bit.
Why?
Just because I needed to look up something.
Right, okay, I'll come get my phone later on.
All right.
Right. Bye.
Right. You got really, really concerned that I'd been on the internet on his phone.
You ever been data roaming, have you?
Why would you do that? Not even your phone.
It's just how confused everybody sounds. Like, well, if you've got my phone, whose phone have I been using?
It is my favourite, and it's easy to play along. Like, try it tonight with some mates. Yeah. Thanks, Dad, for playing along.
How many points do I get?
You get 20.
Yeah!
That's good shout.
Cheers, Scott.
Cheers, Dev! Podcast. You know, FAQs. I love a good FAQ, a frequently asked question. They always have them, don't they, on everything, like websites, leaflets. And sometimes you do wonder, or I do anyway, how frequently is that question actually asked to become an FAQ? Are they really asked that frequently? Now, my mate Ian today was going through a leaflet. He's got a little brother who's about to go to uni for the first time. He's a fresher. And when you're a fresher, as you probably know, they give you a leaflet. And in the leaflet are, you know, things you need to know about the uni, where everything is, what you need to bring, etc., etc. Just a kind of, you know, a bit of starter information, because it's a bit scary going to uni for the first time. So Ian was leafing through his little brother's freshers leaflet earlier today, and he found the FAQs, the frequently asked questions. Now, I'm going to ask you this. Think about it. It's a freshers booklet for people starting out at uni. What do you think in this booklet was the most frequently asked question? 8119. See if you can guess. What would a good FAQ be for a freshers booklet?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
So, I was just saying, what do you think a frequently asked question would be on a leaflet for freshers? What do I do if I get locked out at 4 a.m. from Rachel in Glasgow? How much is the beer in the uni bar would be a good FAQ. That's from Mark in Canterbury. What night is student night? What bar does the cheapest drink? Where are the toilets? Where's the pub? The same kind of questions are coming in. Okay, so this is my friend Ian's little brother who's about to start uni. One of the most frequently asked questions in the leaflet is, probably not the most frequently asked, but one of them, can I bring my horse? Now, how many people have actually asked that for it to be an FAQ? If you go to my Facebook page, Scott Mills, people won't believe me. I've got a picture of it, and you can see it on the Scott Mills Facebook in a minute. I'll let you know when it's there. Can I bring my horse? That's a definite FAQ in this new freshers leaflet. Can I bring my horse at all when I start uni?
Okay. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Loads of people going, so can you take your horse to uni? I don't actually know. I'll find out. That was Miles Kane and Comes Closer on BBC Radio 1. Now, do you remember a few years ago, David Walliams swam the channel for Sport Relief? It was an incredible achievement. Now, if I'd done that, I would probably not do it again. I would tell everybody else about it and say, yeah, it was brilliant. I was brilliant. And then just eat loads of cake and get fat. But this time, Walliams is doing it again. Well, not the channel. It's worse. He is swimming the length of the River Thames, or attempting to, in 8 days. That is 140 miles long. So he's swimming the equivalent of what he did last time, 7 times the English Channel. It's the Big Splash Challenge for Sport Relief. He's doing an incredible thing. He started this morning when he spoke to Chris Moyles. David Walliams, where are you now?
I don't really know. I got out at a lock and I forgot to ask anyone where we were.
So describe what you can see.
Shepherd Lock. Well, I'm in a little hut. They took me into a little wooden hut. Because they wanted us to have some privacy, Scott.
Of course.
Because they knew we've got lots we need to discuss.
Yeah, but we really have. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling quite tired. I've done 14 miles, so I've done a 10% of it.
Right.
But I'm much more knackered than I thought I'd be.
Right, yeah, on day one as well.
Yeah, day one. But it's very, very cold because we've had quite a bad summer.
Yeah.
So the temperature of the water is really cold, and also the air temperature has been raining. But the lovely thing is, loads of people have been out to have a look at me, swim past, and been waving and cheering me on. I've been given a number of cakes, Scott.
Oh, have you?
So you must come over, and we can have a little nibble together.
I'll pop down to the Thames. David, this is a ridiculous thing to do.
It is quite stupid for a man, for an overweight comedian who's 40. I'm starting to dawn on me what a terrible mistake I've made.
Oh, God, it seemed like such a good idea at the time.
Well, I thought it was good, you know, because when you're about, you know, 9 months away from it, you think, oh, yeah, that'd be fine, that'd be September. And then all of a sudden, September comes, you think, oh, right, I've got to do it tomorrow. And then it being Sport Relief and being on Radio 1 and The Ones and everything, you really got to go and tell people about it. So I can't really stop doing it now. I've got to carry on to the end.
No, that would be bad if you just were like, I quit, that's it, bye-bye.
Would you take over, Scott?
God, no.
For me?
No, even the promise of cake after day two would not spur me on.
Lovely thong you could wear.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you wearing those Speedos again right now?
I'm wearing Speedos, yeah.
I love them, don't you? I've seen all the pictures.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, I'll send you some other ones.
How many miles a day are you trying to do?
I'm trying to do 20 miles a day, which is about the length of the channel. So the difference is that, I obviously can't do 140 miles from start to finish without stopping. So
yeah. And annoyingly, you can't stop for a pub lunch like most people can on the Thames, can
you?
Well,
we did. We've had lovely food, yeah. I mean, because we're right in the heart of the English countryside, and people have been so kind as they're baking cakes and laying on food for us. So it's been really lovely. It's just a shame it's a bit cold. But, you know, people like a challenge, don't they? They like it to be difficult. They like our celebrities to suffer, don't they, Scott?
Yes, they do, David.
You in particular.
Yes, they do. Now, we were just having a debate in the studio about this. You know that thing your mum used to tell you? It's like, you cannot go swimming directly after food. You've just had your lunch, so you can't go. That's a myth, isn't it? I think it's a big myth.
Well, I think there's something in it. I think probably if you had a really, really heavy meal, it's probably not good to swim because you might be a bit tired digesting the food. Yeah. But I must say, that hasn't stopped me. I've pigged out all day. It's been wonderful. And I thought, oh, maybe I won't eat too much. You know, I think I might lose a bit of weight this week. As soon as I got out after the first swim, it was like I had a dairy milk fruit nut bar and about 3 muffins.
That's what I did on the desert trek. I was like, oh, it's going to be fine. I won't eat much in the evening. I'll be too tired. No, bring me some more goat.
I know. It's weird, isn't it? Because we're used to being quite sedentary.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't move at all, do you, really?
Not at all, no. Not in any way. So, with the channel and everything, obviously that was an achievement and that was pretty minging at times. But like, how does the River Thames compare to, from what you've seen so far?
Compare to?
Just the mingingness of it, the general disgustingness.
Oh, well, it's up here, you see, we're by the source, right? I started at Lechlade. And so the water's coming from underground, from a spring. So actually, it's really, really, it's quite nice. But as obviously I move nearer and nearer central London, the quality of the water goes down. I was training the other day in the tidal part of the Thames by Richmond, and the water is just black. Oh. I jumped in and all I could see was black. So it's
so the best is yet to come.
More and more difficult.
Yeah. Now, if you want to support David on his Thames swim, this is really, really hard. I would ask you to text the word swim to 70011. That's going to cost you £1 to text that. Swim to 70011 plus your standard network message charge. £1 per text goes to Sport Relief. And you know by now, if you listen to Radio 1, if you watch TV, it's such a good cause. You know all about the amazing stuff that Sport Relief and Comet Relief do in the UK and also in Africa. So please, if you can do that, spend £1 for David and his big swim. You've got to be 16 or over. You've got to ask the bill payer's permission. Full terms and conditions and more information on the Radio 1 website. I also have to say, David, to people at home, don't try this yourself because it's actually really dangerous.
Definitely don't. It's very, very dangerous. Did you get off with Lorraine Kelly on the desert trek?
Did I get off with her?
Everyone says you did.
They said, yeah, twice. But, like you know, you're in a tent. There's no one else around. What are you supposed to do?
Would seem rude not to, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, and she loves it, you know.
Well, no, she does. Wonderful. Very sexy, isn't she? That
she is.
Voice really gets me going.
So, are you going to get back into the water soon?
No, I will as soon as you finish talking to me. I will, unfortunately. So, please feel free to keep talking all afternoon.
Am I just stalling you? I love this. I'm just still talking to Scott.
I'm going to get back in, but, you know, I sort of need a pee, so I would actually quite like to get back in quite quickly.
Can't you just go in there?
Yeah, you can go in there. I mean, no one really minds in the Thames, do they?
It's not like a thing at school where they've got purple dye-ins. Like, no one's going to know if you have a little wee, are they?
No. We'll keep it between ourselves.
Okay, yeah. Right, so David, we'll speak to you again tomorrow morning with Chris Moyles, I'm guessing, and good luck for the rest of it. It's an incredible thing you're doing.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for your support, and thanks to all the listeners for their support as well, because obviously this is all meaningless unless we raise at least £1.
Exactly. So please text SWIM to 70011 and you'll be doing a good thing today. Before you get back in the water, is there one song that could really spur you on to swim a few more miles, David? If you just say...
Dancing Queen.
No, say Skrillex Roughneck.
What, sorry?
Skrillex Roughneck.
Skrillex?
Just
Roughneck.
Say...
Roughneck, I've never heard of it.
Just say that.
Skrillex Roughneck. Please,
I thought that was what it would be. Okay, speak soon, David. Good luck.
Love you, Scott.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, earlier I was talking about my friend Ian and his little brother. He's about to go to uni, his brother is, and in the frequently asked questions, in the little booklet they give you, one of them is, can I bring my horse? You can see it on the Scott Mills Facebook now. Actual pictorial evidence is there if you search for me on Facebook. Pip, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, tell me what's going on. You don't go to uni at the moment, right?
No.
But you are going to?
Not yet.
But at some point, and you know already that you will be able to take your horse and you're going to?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know.
Right, so you just know that you want to, but you're not actually, you don't know how to go about it yet?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, on this leaflet, I've just been doing a bit more investigation because obviously most people want to know, well, can you or not? It seems that the answer is yes, but it might be a bit inconvenient. Hi, Alice.
Hiya.
Now, you're going to uni when?
In October.
Oh, okay, right, so a few weeks away.
Yeah.
And are you taking your horse?
I am, yes.
Right, okay, how, please?
I applied for livery at the stables that are on my campus because I'm doing a horse-related course.
Right, I just had an image of you, I don't know, turning up on Tuesday night when it's cheap drinks at the student bar. Can I bring my horse? Absolutely not. No, you can't, no. I think it's one of those things that, I'm sure you love your horse very much, right?
Yeah.
It seems like a great idea at the time, but as you get more and more into student life, it might just become a bit of a hassle, Alice.
Well, you have to be up the stables and have it all sorted before 9 o'clock every morning.
Oh, God. But you're not going to want to do that eventually.
I know.
You know it already.
Yeah, I thought I'd do it now.
All your mates are at a foam party, probably DJ'd by me. Can I bring my horse in? Absolutely not. No, the horse will slip on the foam. Okay, well...
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, have fun with your horse at uni.
Thank you.
Wow, I've really learned something today. That's incredible. You can take your horse to university. That's brilliant.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, Emma from Northern Ireland.
Hey, Emma, whereabouts in Northern Ireland are you?
I'm in Lurgan.
How can I help?
Well, I was listening to you earlier talking about, like, bringing horses to university, etc.
Yeah, I thought it was a stupid question, but it turns out you can.
No, yeah, it seems pretty possible. There was a girl at art college that I went to. We were sitting in the union one day, and we saw a horse across the road, and she was trying to, like, get it in through the revolving doors, and, well, she was stopped, like, you know, by the security guards.
Whoa, hang on a second. Right, let's rewind. So you, what was this about, to go to lectures? What was it?
Yeah, we were eating lunch in the union, and you can see the entrance across from the union. And okay.
And a girl tried to bring her horse into the lecture.
Yeah, pretty much. She had, like, written a letter and everything to the university asking if it could come to the lectures to listen, because apparently it really liked to listen to people. She was, like, using her horse somehow in their art project.
You're not even having me on, are you?
No, honestly.
How long ago was this?
A couple of years ago.
What, so is the horse, like, imagine, like, the horse trying to get through the revolving doors of the university?
Yeah, it was quite funny.
But they said no, yeah. they didn't let her through.
Yeah, they said no, unfortunately. So, but it would have been amazing, you know, like, it would have been full attendance at the lectures, you know. Like,
it really would. Look, there's a horse in our lecture, everybody.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's incredible.
She loved her horse.
Yeah, she obviously did, yeah. Love you, bye.
Maybe too much. Okay, love you, bye.
I'm loving these FAQs. Ian Walker on my Facebook's been on. He is saying, and I've just checked this out, and it's actually true. It is true, it's on there, on the Ryanair website. One of the frequently asked questions, the FAQs on there. Can I bring a parachute? And it turns out that you actually can. It says parachutes of any type, recreational or sports type, or paragliding wings, also known as canopy, can be accepted for carriage as checked-in or carry-on baggage, subject to the standard restrictions for size and weight. Oh, well, there's a surprise with Ryanair. I'm not being funny, but if I'm bringing a parachute on a plane, I don't want it checked in. I want it with me at all times in my hand luggage, you know what I'm saying?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, it does seem impossible, but I don't know if you know this or not, but there is now no more Friends on Channel 4 or E4 or any of those channels that have a 4 in it. It's not on ever again. And it was always on. Like, since as far back as you can probably remember, it's always been on. And it was kind of quite comforting, wasn't it? Like, you could switch on any time to any of those 4 channels and somewhere it would be on. And even though you've probably seen it before and you'd heard this song a million times.
Smelly cat, oh. Smelly cat, what are they feeding you?
Quite comforting.
Smelly cat, smelly cat, it's not your fault.
It's a bit like, imagine ever switching on the TV channel Dave and Top Gear not being on. You would be devastated, wouldn't you? Something wouldn't be quite right with the world. But one day, that might happen. Or QI. Imagine that not being on Dave. Well, now Friends is off. And I was chatting to one of my friends last night, and she is a big fan of Friends. I wasn't ever a massive fan. And do you remember I got into it about 15 years later than everyone else? We discussed this before on the show. Chatting to one of my friends, and she was saying that she is actually getting really bad withdrawal symptoms, and she really misses it. Now, I think that she's got all of them, like all of them, on DVD for about, I don't know, 15 quid. But she's just sad that it's not on TV anymore. And it only stopped being on TV on Thursday. And it's making her... It's just confusing her that it's not on. Is anyone else having this, or is it just my friend? And if you are having this, really?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Just me today. The one that doesn't speak back, though. Hiya! All right. Becky's off with her boyfriend or whatever. Now, some people are saying that they have seen Friends on E4 or Channel 4 or one of the 4s just last night. So maybe they've just said they'll stop playing it. Like, yeah, we'll stop playing it. No, it's still on. You can't escape. Someone's saying that it was the last one ever on E4 last night. So maybe it wasn't Thursday just gone. Maybe it was last night. Hello, Craig?
Hello.
Are you all right?
I'm a bit gutted, to be honest. You've just spoiled my day.
Why?
Well, yeah, I didn't realise. I knew it was going to end, but I didn't realise it was actually finished now. I was going to have, like, a final episode party and see it off.
Were you really, Craig?
Well, I was thinking about it.
But it finished years ago.
I know, but... You know, when there's nothing else on TV, you always be able to put Friends on.
Well, I know, that's what people are saying. It's just a staple. You know, you just know it's going to be on one of those channels.
But it's not going to be anymore, so what are we going to watch now?
Oh, don't be sad. Maybe I should have warned you that it was going to be the last episode on E4 or whatever it was.
You could have. Maybe you just buy me the DVDs and then I can watch them on that.
Here's a question. Do you like Top Gear? Because that's on a lot on Dave.
I do like Top Gear, but it's not something you can watch again and again.
It's not, is it?
No.
No, it's like, will they, won't they, will they, won't they? You don't get that with Top Gear with Clarkson and James May, do you?
No, it's comforting, friend. Top Gear's really not really that.
I don't want to think about will they, won't they with James May and Jeremy Clarkson at all, do you?
Not particularly, no.
No, I'd rather they didn't. Well, okay, well, do you have the box set?
No, I don't.
You don't? You can get it for quite cheap now.
If someone could tell me where you can get it cheap, yeah, they'll probably put the prices up now that it's not on TV anymore.
I don't think they have. I think you can get it for fairly cheap.
Okay, then. I'll have
I'm sorry I didn't tell you about the last episode of Friends being on.
Well, I need to be more organised, probably.
But good news, Craig.
What?
This'll cheer you up. It starts on Comedy Central in 26 days!
Fantastic.
Yeah, love you, bye!
Thanks, bye. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Me and the one that doesn't speak have just come up with a genius idea to get our ratings up quite a lot. What we'll do, every night at 6 p.m, I'm just going to get the DVD box set of Friends tonight, and at 6 p.m. every night, we'll just put an episode on. We'll start at the beginning. You won't be able to see it, but, you know, it's familiar and all that. The Scott Mills Show, your new destination for Friends. Even though you can't watch it, who's up for that? Like, every night, we'll start at the beginning, 6 p.m. We could do this. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcast. Tomorrow... this show could become your new home for Friends. I know that Comedy Central are starting it up in 26 days, but there's a gap here. Channel 4 and E4 have stopped showing it. So just the audio of Friends tomorrow from 6 p.m. Who's up for it? It's a good idea. We could become the new home for Friends on Radio 1. Already nearly 300 people like this idea on our Facebook page. Let's make it happen, people.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.